Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll want to get your Bible, pull up a chair, turn up your radio, and follow along. I invite you at this time to turn to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 14 and 15, and our readings will be coming from there. And we're in a Sunday school lesson about how God saved Israel when they came to the borders of the Red Sea. And God had divided the waters so that they were able to cross over on dry land. You see, God saved Israel that day, but He did not save Israel without Israel participating in their own salvation. God told them what to do and provided the way. And then Israel obeyed, and thus they were saved. And that is how God saved Israel. We'll get into that study in just a moment. As you're turning to Exodus chapter 14 and 15, I would remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in this school, we're studying Sunday school lessons written by E.A. Elam for the year of 1923. And in these notes by E.A. Elam on Exodus chapter 14, we read that as God had commanded him, Moses stretched out his hand with the rod in it over the sea. This rod had done wonders before when it was stretched out in obedience to God. What he had placed in his hands, God would have us use to all his glory. Jehovah caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all night, and with the blast of thy nostrils the waters were piled up. The flood stood upright as a heap. The deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. Exodus 15 and verse 18. God clave the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as a heap. Psalm 78 and verse 13. So that indeed the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Israelites went into the midst of the sea on dry ground. Now this was a miracle. The waters divided when Moses stretched out his rod over the sea. And again, when he stretched out his hand over the sea, it returned to its strength. So the inspired writers of the Bible ever speak of it. The Egyptians thought where the Israelites went, they could go. And so they pursued in their destruction. Thus, Jehovah saved Israel that day out of the hands of the Egyptians. And the people feared Jehovah, and they believed in Jehovah and in his servant Moses. Then followed the happy, triumphant song of deliverance in Exodus chapter 15. The victory was ascribed to Jehovah. Jehovah triumphed gloriously. He threw the horse and his rider into the sea. Jehovah was the strength and the salvation of Moses, his God, and his father's God. For these reasons, Moses would praise and exalt him. I want to read to you that beautiful hymn of victory and praise of salvation that we find in the book of Exodus, in Exodus chapter 15. And I will read verses 1 through 20. So in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto Jehovah, and spake, saying, I will sing unto Jehovah, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he hath thrown into the sea. Jehovah is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. Jehovah is a man of war. Jehovah is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host he hath cast into the sea, and his chosen captains are sunk in the Red Sea. The deeps covered them, and they went down into the depth like a stone. Thy right hand, O Jehovah, is glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Jehovah, dasheth in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency thou overthrowest them that rise up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, it consumed them as stubble, and with the blast of thy nostrils the waters were piled up. The flood stood upright as a heap. The deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, and the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. O, who is like unto thee, O Jehovah, among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretcheth out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy loving kindness hast led the people that thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength to thy holy habitation. The peoples have heard, they tremble. Pangs have taken hold on the inhabitants of Philistia. Then were the chiefs of Edom dismayed, the mighty men of Moab trembling take hold on them, and the inhabitants of Canaan are melted away. Terror and dread falleth upon them. By the greatness of thine arm they are still as a stone, till thy people pass over, O Jehovah, till thy people pass over that thou hast purchased. Thou wilt bring them in, and plant them in the mountains of thine inheritance, the place, O Jehovah, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in, the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. Jehovah shall reign for ever and ever. For the horses of Pharaoh went in, with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and Jehovah brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel walked on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with trembles and dances. And Miriam answered and said, Sing ye to Jehovah, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he hath thrown into the sea. This salvation of Israel is a type of our salvation from sin. You see, this was God's salvation. He was the father of it. In this way, he saved Israel. He saved them when they went forward in obedience to them. Paul said they were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 and 2. All this was a type of our deliverance from the bondage of sin through Christ. God sent Moses to deliver Israel, and he sent Jesus to deliver us. Moses worked miracles to convince Israel that God sent him, Exodus chapter 4, verses 27 through 31. There we read, Jehovah said to Aaron, Go into the wilderness and meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mountain of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Jehovah wherewith he had sent him, and all the signs wherewith he had charged him. And Moses and Aaron went together to all the elders of Israel. And Aaron spake all the words which Jehovah had spoken to Moses, and did signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed when they heard that Jehovah had visited the children of Israel, and that he had seen their affliction. Then they bowed their heads and worshipped. Well, as Moses and Aaron worked miracles to convince the people, Jesus worked miracles to convince the world that God sent him. We read in John 1, verses 1 and 2, that there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that our teacher come from God, for no man can do these signs that thou doest, except God be with him." In John chapter 5 and verse 36, Jesus said, "The very works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me." And in John 14:11, he said, "Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake." So the purpose of the miracles that Jesus performed was to show that he was come from God, just as it was with Moses. Now the Israelites believed in and followed Moses, and we must believe in and follow Jesus. The Israelites turned away from Egypt, and we must repent of our sins and turn to God. The Israelites followed the way God led and were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. We must follow where God leads and be baptized into Christ. Galatians 3:26-27. Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Mark 16:16. To those who believe in Christ, the Holy Spirit says, "Repent ye, and be baptized every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:26-38. To the believing, penitent, praying Saul, God said, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on his name." Acts 22:16. "And he arose and was baptized, and he took food and was strengthened." Acts 9:18-19. When the Israelites obeyed God in following his guidance and were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, it was said, "Thus Jehovah saved Israel that day." And when we now believe in Jesus as the Christ of God and repent of all sins and turn away from the world and are baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit in obedience to God, he forgives our sins and saves us. Thus God saves people from the bondage of sin. This too is God's salvation. Jesus Christ is, unto all them that obey him, the author of eternal salvation. Hebrews 5:7-9. The shortest route through Canaan, and the one which did not lead to the baptism unto Moses in the cloud and the sea, was not God's way. The promise of salvation from sin, short of obedience to God and baptism through faith in Jesus Christ, is not God's way. It is not God's salvation. After obeying God, as above, came the song of deliverance. And after obeying God, now comes a song of deliverance. The eunuch went on his way rejoicing in Acts chapter 8 and verse 39. And the jailer rejoiced greatly with all his house, having believed in God. Acts chapter 16 and verse 34. We should like to follow Moses to Sinai summit, through his trials in the wilderness, to Pisgah's heights, and from there to the Spirit land, and back to the Mount of Transfiguration. But time and space will not permit in this lesson. This Sunday School lesson closes with this poem. "Oh, for a faith that will not shrink, though pressed by every foe, that will not tremble on the brink of any earthly woe. Lord, give us such a faith as this, and then whate'er may come, we'll taste e'en here the hallowed bliss of an eternal home." I hope you'll join us for our next class period. We're going to move from Moses to the story of Ruth.